I'm at home wherever I go, sweet home, my RV.
A little music to get us going this morning. We're on the line with John Gray, who's the CEO of RV Share, talking about people maybe hitting the road behind the RV. John, good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
So let's first, before we get into the whole use of the RV, tell me a little bit about RV Share. What's that company about?
So RV Share is a business that connects people who are looking to go on an RV trip with people who have an RV and are looking to turn it into a second source of income. So it operates similarly to VRBO or Airbnb in that we connect people who want to go on a trip to people who have an asset, in this case an RV, who want to turn it into a second source of income and provide it to people to use for trips. RV Share started in 2013, and we're actually based in Northeast Ohio in Akron. And yeah, it's been a really fun ride to here. We've done well over a million days booked through the platform and list over 100,000 RVs.
John, I might be one of these people who wants to drive an RV, take a trip with an RV, but I've never driven one, never driven a big vehicle. What do I need to know?
Yeah, look, I was in the same boat when I rented an RV for the first time. And I think the whole process of renting an RV and driving a big vehicle and plugging it into electricity and water and things like that seems a bit daunting at first. And what I'd say first is that it's far less daunting than it seems. You know, the ability to find an RV on the site is pretty easy. You type in where you want to go or where you want to pick up the RV, and you surface results from that. You can filter the results to just get ones that sleep, you know, the amount of people you're planning to take with you, just drivable, just towable. You know, we're talking about driving here, but a lot of people just tow them behind their cars. And anyway, you can find an RV quite easily. But then also, once you've found an RV, you read through the reviews and you get comfortable with it and you book it, then you show up to pick it up, and the owner will walk you through basically the entire process of how to use it, how to operate the kitchen, how to plug it into the hookups, how to, you know, drive it, level it, all those types of things. And I would say it's just all far easier than you probably think it is going into the experience. And for people who are just, you know, saying, look, I want to go on an RV trip, but I'm not going to drive one of these things, RV Share offers delivery. So if you have a campground in mind that you want to go to, we can bring the RV, set it up, and you can just show up and check in kind of like you would into a hotel room. But, you know, it's a hotel room out in nature, wherever you want to be.
Talk a little bit about how the coronavirus and COVID-19 and all this sort of self-distancing and kind of isolation has kind of played into this RV business. Has it been, has there been a spike or more of an interest, or is this thing that what people are really doing?
Oh, I would say it has just been a massive spike. And I think the reason why is that, you know, as I mentioned, we've been building this business for a long time, and we've had a lot of people use the business over the years. But the reasons they use the business are typically that it gets you more control over your vacation. It allows you to take your bathroom with you. It allows you to take your kitchen with you. It enables you to have a flexible itinerary and kind of not have every bit of your trip planned. It allows you to spend time outside with your family or the people that you want to spend time with outside. And all of those things are wonderful parts of the value proposition. But as soon as you cast them into the light of the COVID pandemic, they become incredibly important parts of the value proposition. This is a year where people are not planning to travel by plane. AAA says 97% of trips this summer are going to be driving, not flying. So, you know, that suits the RV business quite well. The other thing, we did an internal survey that showed that 93% of people, a focus of their summer vacation is going to be staying away from crowds. RVs are perfect for staying away from crowds, and that's kind of what they're made to do. You can bring everything with you as opposed to having to get on a plane with a bunch of people and then, you know, get into a hotel that has more than 100 rooms and be around another bunch of people. So I think the COVID pandemic, one, has definitely raised awareness of our business, because it's taken the value proposition points that were always there and just really brought them to the forefront of mainstream travel.
Talking today with John Gray, CEO at RV Share. How much do I expect to spend on doing something like this? Or give me a ballpark idea of how it kind of all works as far as financing or paying for this kind of use, that type of thing.
Sure. So as it relates to, it's almost like anything else you book where there's a wide variety of things, right? You can spend $50 a night and find an RV through RV Share, typically going to be like a pop-up camper. You can spend $1,000 a night and get an amazing, looks like it's a tour bus motorhome, right? So there's a pretty wide range. The average RV that is rented through the site is a little under $1,000 a week, and it's typically what's called a Class C, which is, you think about it as like a mid-sized U-Haul size, and those are, you know, drivable and pretty much provide everything you need for a family of four or something like that who's traveling. We have, again, over 100,000 RVs on the platform, so you can find one that meets your needs if you're taking a bigger group or a smaller group. You know, if you're taking one or two people, camper vans are very popular these days, and we list a ton of those as well.
Lots of Airstreamers. Those are the ones that I always see on the road, the kind of the silver bullet kind of looking ones.
Yep. So we have Airstreams. We have a lot of the kind of popular drivable ones, and then we have the more traditional kind of retro looking Airstreams that you tow. And, we rent those out as well. Honestly, those are a very hot commodity. If we could have probably 10 times as many as we do and rent all of those out too. So, I mean, they're a very popular one on the platform.
What about if a person's listening and they've got one sitting in their driveway or somewhere at some storage facility and want to think maybe become a part of this? What do they need to do? What's the best way to make them the one that wants to be rented? What tips do you have for them?
I mean, first thing I would say is if you own an RV and you aren't using it that much, which, you know, our data tells us that most people who own an RV is sitting on their driveway or in a storage facility most of the year. RV Share is really good at taking that RV and turning it into a second source of income for people. You can make tens of thousands of dollars renting it out every year if you do it. Take good pictures, wait for, if people reach out to you to book it, respond to them quickly, things like that. But we have a huge demand for RVs, especially right now, given the summer, doing the way it is. But basically, if you have an RV and want to turn it into a second source of income, go to RVShare.com. There's links on there for owners. You can find out how to do it. But, another thing that I would say that's really important for owners is, if a transaction happens through RVShare.com, we have a partner that does insurance. So the RV is fully insured and all those types of things for somebody who's using it as a rental. So it's a really nice way to take an asset that you already have and isn't making you any money and turn it into an asset that is making you some money.
What about itinerary or where to go? A lot of RV-friendly places. Is it still as popular as it once was, or has it been kind of, what's the temperature out there?
I would say it's more popular than it's ever been. You're seeing far more RV parks pop up. You're seeing far more campgrounds pop up that are, conducive to putting an RV there. And the amenities are just crazy in some of these campgrounds. You'll see mini golf courses, thematic stuff like Western towns and things like that. You'll have water parks. You'll have places that are right on the water. And there's some beautiful places. I saw one down in Florida that, it's out on a bluff overlooking the ocean. And, there's just some really incredible places to go and park your RV and stay. And they're places that can't really be replicated with staying in a more conventional type of lodging like a hotel. So I think that's one of the things that's really cool about it. One of the things we're seeing this summer is people are taking RVs closer to where they live. So, in Cleveland, for example, or Northeast Ohio, you have this treasure, which is Cuyahoga Valley National Park. And, there's great campgrounds around it that you can go to. And it's an amazing place to go and see. So, you don't really have to go that far to have an amazing time.
If people want to find out more about doing some RVing and getting involved, or maybe they got one that's sitting around and they need to get it out on the road, how do we go find out and get connected on this?
just come to RVShare.com and you can find, you know, all the information you would need either to add an RV to the site for renting it out or to rent one for your family or group this summer. And also, if you just want more information on how it all works or anything like that, you can go to blog.rvshare.com.
John, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing the great news.
Thank you. Thanks. Talk to you later.
Hey, John Gray joining us this morning from RV Share.
Wherever I go, living in my house of wheels, I can go wherever I want and do whatever I feel. Nothing can stand in my way to keep me from being free. I'm at home wherever I go, sweet home, my RV's.